USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says NATO has the green light to send fighter jets to Ukraine as they help that country defend itself from a Russian invasion. Blinken was on CBS's Face the Nation.
We're talking with our Polish friends right now about what we might be able to do to backfill their needs if, in fact, they choose to provide these fighter jets to the Ukrainians. What can we do? How can we help to make sure that they get something to backfill the planes that they're handing over to the Ukrainians?
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky was on a video call with members of Congress pleading for fighter jets and for the implementation of a no-fly zone over his country. MasterCard and Visa suspending operations in Russia. MasterCard says cards issued by Russian banks will no longer be supported, adding their cards won't work in the country either. Visa says transactions in their network will cease in Russia over the coming days. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Organizers of the People's Convoy say they plan to drive around the Capitol Beltway, which encircles the nation's capital, twice, before returning to Hagerstown, Maryland, where protesters have spent the weekend. It intends to repeat the action each day until their demands are met. They want the National COVID Emergency Declaration lifted and congressional hearings into the government's response to the pandemic. He played the villain in the first Lethal Weapon movie, a ruthless businessman on the NBC soap Santa Barbara, and a character role on the ABC sitcom Dharma and Greg. Actor Mitchell Ryan died Friday at his home in Los Angeles. His stepdaughter told The Hollywood Reporter that the 88-year-old died from congestive heart failure. Talks between Major League Baseball and the players continue. Both sides agree on expanding the playoff field from 10 teams to, well, that's to be determined. The union prefers 12 while MLB wants 14. Max Scherzer says players would consider 14 under certain conditions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Former Vice President Mike Pence was in New Orleans to give a speech. He told Republican donors that the party has no room for Putin apologists.
Pence has also argued about the merits of NATO, standing in stark contrast to former President Trump, who has previously suggested withdrawing from the alliance. Pence has also appeared to hit out at Trump for his repeated false claims that he lost the 2020 presidential election because of voter fraud. The former vice president said that elections are about the future and that the party cannot win by fighting yesterday's battles or by relitigating the past. The speech from Pence, made during an event in New Orleans, came just a week after former President Trump praised Putin as a smart man while downplaying the Russian invasion of Ukraine in his speech. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
American gas prices have surged to its highest level in more than a decade. AAA says the national average for a gallon of fuel is $4.01. Some parts of the country are paying more, however. California's gas price average is now more than $5 a gallon. Firefighters and emergency workers in Florida's panhandle are battling two big wildfires in an area still recovering from Hurricane Michael more than 3 years ago. The fires threatened at least 750 homes in Bay County. No word on when residents would be able to return. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.